epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back into the show. Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by friend of the show, Harold Kuntz at Fox 4. Harold, you got on us last time for having you come on during the All-Star break. This time, we got you on to talk real NFL news. I hope you're excited.
Man, I am pumped. I'm honored, man. Let's go.
So this is my big takeaway so far from what we've seen at camp. This entire time, I've kind of talked about it like it was three guys for two spots, that the Chiefs have three tackles and only two of them can play. I think we have our answer at left tackle. I think that Josh Simmons is their starting left tackle. They put on the pads. He took every rep. He has been there basically since they have started this entire process. That right now the question is at right tackle. You've been there. Do you see it that way? Do you think the Chiefs have named their starting left tackle?
This is the deal, Carrington. Right now, Josh Simmons is going to be the left tackle, whether that you like it or not. That's what they're determined to do. They're easing him into it. They're making sure he's getting all the checks right, all the calls right. That's basically what they're making you think, that they believe it's going to be Josh Simmons. Now, of course, we have the benefit of last season when they said we were saying the exact same thing about Kingsley. But now that he's moved over to guard, they still got to work on their communication too. So they're just rolling it on left. They basically have said, like, we're rolling with it at left. It's going to be these two guys. You can think of Kingsley essentially as kind of a rookie in this, but you're thinking of two guys. It's Josh and Kingsley. That's it. And even when you look at the one-on-ones, like last night, yesterday, it was Charles Minnehue. Today, Ashton Gelati. I'm sure you've seen the clip going around of him kind of getting tossed aside a bit. They're not even throwing the best rushers they got at it for the moment. But then when you see it 11-on-11, he does struggle a little bit with Mike Dana. But it's really just now it's his. And as long as he stays healthy, they're even surprised by how healthy he is. As long as he stays healthy, that's left tackle. But you're right about right. Juwan Taylor coming back, he's still kind of the favorite in my opinion. They're just going to try out Jalen Moore to see what he can do because, I mean, they are paying him. And they have a lot of incentive laters in his contract. But I think that they're also paying Juwan Taylor. So they need to make sure what happens out of him. His knee was kind of up and down, but now his knee looks good. He looked great in the first day of pads, to be honest with you. And today he looked just as good. So, the incumbent's Juwan Taylor at right tackle, but left tackle, it's Josh Simmons' position.
Let's talk more about Josh Simmons here. How do you think that he's looked? A lot of the tweets and information that I've seen, people are raving about him. We were asking if he is the training camp darling, even though he's a first-round pick. It feels like a lot of the media attention and concern has kind of been about Simmons. You've been up there. How do you evaluate how he's performed so far?
Yeah, there's two media camp darlings right now. I'd say it's Tyquan Thornton and Josh Simmons. And I think it's just because you see the sheer talent, you see the sheer power that he has. After he came after the patella injury and everything, it looks like he's just he's the guy that you should have put as the first left tackle in the draft. And if so, this is another steal from Brett Veach, if that's the case. And again, we haven't seen live bullets yet. But from what we've seen right now, I alluded to the reps he had against Charles and Minnehue yesterday, stonewalled him on a bull rush, and then the other one, Minnehue, gave him a little bit more energy, but he still did a pretty good job. And Mahomes is getting the ball a lot quicker, too. You notice he's not really winding up in those big, long throws that he's been doing a lot of during camp. He's really just setting his base and just letting fly with his arm a little more because, you know, one, it's just because of the timing of it, but two, I think it's just beneficial for him and it's beneficial for the offensive line. But with that Josh Simmons there and the way they work and everything, he's going to have more time to throw in the pocket, even if he's trying to get the ball out quicker or not, which is a huge dividend for the offense. And a lot of those deep throws have been going to Hollywood Brown. A lot of them are going to Tyquan Thornton. A lot of them are going to Xavier Worthy. So, you know, it's one of those things where it's really looking like they've got their answer at left tackle. And if that's the answer, then they can move the offense forward. And then with everybody else, you remember Xavier Worthy's still young. He's still getting advanced, and Matt Nagy alluded to this today. He's still getting a little more advanced in offense. A lot of guys are getting more and more advanced, but Josh Simmons is just a guy. You look at the base, you look at the length that he has there. He's been doing good. You saw the clips against Ashton Gelati today. I mean, it is what it is. You see the power, and even Matt Nagy said today, like, you see the power, and they're just kind of amazed by how much power he does have. So right now, again, training camp darling. But, you know, Chiefs fans could get their hopes up with something that could last at least longer than 2-3 weeks.
Let me ask you this question about Tyquan Thornton, and I do want to get back to right tackle. We're talking to Harold Koontz. He does fantastic work for Fox 4. He's been every day at training camp. I wonder how much of the training camp buzz is going to be around Thornton. I mean, they brought back every wide receiver. They also drafted a wide receiver in Jalen Royals. Like, are we just talking about a fifth wide receiver, a sixth wide receiver, and a gunner on special teams? Like, yeah, that's a really cool July and first couple of weeks in August, but I'd be very surprised if we were talking about Tyquan Thornton in October.
Yeah, I think you're on point there with Tyquan. I mean, you just look at everything going on with the receiving group. You know about Hollywood. You know about Juju. And Juju's had a pretty solid camp, too. But you just know the emphasis of the offense is to get the ball deep. I mean, Tyquan's one of those guys who can do it, but he's going to come down to special teams. And Dave Tobe, as you said, he said he's going to be a gunner, basically. He's going to be a guy that's going to be relied upon on special teams to be a gunner. They're trying to find a way to get him on the team. Now it comes down to the decision. Do you want the four running backs? Do you want four tight ends? Do you want seven wide receivers just because of Bashir's potential looming suspension? So he's got to find a way onto the field. His prove-it moment is going to be special teams for sure. That's just where it's going to be, just with everybody they have right now on the docket there. It's a loaded receiving room. That's why you saw a guy like Justin Ross basically say, I want out. He's like, he knew he didn't have a chance. Tyquan Thornton gives you a chance. He's great. He's definitely high pulling a couple of balls. He's worked the sidelines well, what they want. It seems like there's chemistry there with Patrick Mahomes, and the most important thing, he's working with the ones. He's not just working with the ones like toward the back end. He's in the middle and more the front end of those reps when they go to teams. So he's a name to look out for sure, but he's still going to have to make his way through special teams.
Right now we're talking to Harold Koontz of Fox 4, just getting a training camp kind of recap from everything that happened over the weekend. There's been so much focus on Josh Simmons. I haven't really heard a whole lot about Rashee Rice. He's back. He's healthy. He's practicing. What have you seen from him so far?
Looks good. I mean, you see the short and intermediate routes. I mean, a lot of what you saw the first 4 weeks of the season is exactly what you're seeing here now. Now, he's just not he's not proven to be a deep route guy when it comes to the games. He's had a couple touchdowns, don't get me wrong, in the regular season games, but he's just not that consistent factor that I think they want Xavier Worthy to be in his second year. So you see the short and intermediate routes. He's been doing really well in the one-on-ones. I mean, you put top cornerbacks on him, you put a McDuffie on him, you put a Watson on him, he's still doing pretty good today. He's doing good in the short stuff, the intermediate stuff. I mean, he's really rounding out his game, and he's healthy. That's the biggest thing. He looks healthy, he looks quick, and it's just a matter of now, like, do they know how much do they have him during the season? When they have him during the season? What's going on there? Those questions are not going to be answered right now until we get an NFL communications release or something of that nature about it. But for right now, he's looked very good in camp. I mean, honestly, the receivers have looked good in camp. It's almost made me think to myself, like, what's wrong with the quarterback sometimes? But I think these receivers, this might be the best group they've had since, you know, when Tyreek Hill was over there. At least in terms of the way they're settled, the way people know things. And that's the biggest thing they have right now going for them is the knowledge that they have out there. These guys know the offense. They've worked with Mahomes. They've worked with him in Texas. They've worked with him in St. Joe. They've worked with him for what seems like a few years now. The reps are getting there more and more and more, and they have a little bit more of an identity now more than ever than really the last few years with what they want to do with the passing attack of the offense.
Let's switch to the side. You mentioned it a little bit, kind of talking about the cornerback situation. I know Christian Fulton hasn't practiced so far. who's kind of stepped up in that role? Noel Williams was somebody that we spent a lot of time talking about when he was drafted. How does he look in camp? How do you kind of evaluate that cornerback room? Who's getting reps now with Fulton out?
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are playing in different spots and a lot of reps at different areas. So right now we're just seeing things where we know the Chiefs offense, their opportunity to go deep, that's what they want to do. But right now the defense is looking like they're kind of putting some questions out there right now. And Christian Fulton's probably going to be sitting there like, well, when I get healthy, I've got a real shot at this thing right now. And that's no knock on the players that are out there right now defensively. I mean, we know McDuffie's going to be more of a slot guy more than anything. Watson's been on the outside. They've tried Nazi Johnson. They tried Josh Williams. They tried all these Fab Five guys from a few years ago in the draft. But right now the receivers are just, I know everything's usually geared more offensively in training camp, but even when you watch this, I mean, the linebackers, the guys like Leo Chanel had an interception today, the Nick Boltons of the world, the guys like that, I think they've had better coverage points than some of the quarterbacks right now, because they've had to stretch out those hamstrings and they've had to go defend a lot of deep balls. And you're seeing a lot of highlights of deep balls because, well, those guys back there, I'm not trying to point out names, but I mean, I'll just say it, Shamari Connor and a couple others, they've just been sitting there getting a little lost. And I know they're trying out things, they're experimenting things out there, but if I'm Christian Fulton, I'm probably sitting there right now saying to myself, like, hey, I've got a really real good shot here to be on the field, because some of these other guys, and I don't know if it's just pressure or what, but right now it looks like somebody like Christian Fulton, we need to see him out there to see what he can do. Just from a standpoint of, I know they're going up against the Chiefs offense that's trying to go deep, but we need to go out there and see what he can do.
You mentioned Tyquan Thornton on the offensive side. Has there been that player that's emerged on defense that's maybe surprised you a little bit?
Well, everybody's going to point to Omar Norman Lott. Obviously, he's been stuck in there with the ones. I mean, he's kind of been rotating in and out with Mike Pinnell, but for the most part, I think the Chiefs see him as a guy that, you know, probably week 5, 6, 7, he's going to be a strong rotational piece, if not the guy going forward. A guy like Mike Danda, he's been more motivated than ever. It seems like after he had a little regression last season, he looks like he's been more motivated. But honestly, right now, it's more the defensive line that what I've seen so far. I mean, you look at some of the rookies defensively, it is Omar Norman Lott. I mean, we've seen Ashton get in there a time or two. We haven't heard much from the rookie and best of the linebacker out of Oregon. So he's really Omar's the guy that you kind of look at as, I mean, I don't know if he's a training camp darling, if you will, but he's the one that you've seen, and he's getting a lot of PT out there. And, I'm curious to see where he goes from here. I mean, he's dealt with a little bit of an ankle. He's fighting off a tweaked ankle, but he's a guy to look out for. I mean, the few times he's been, 100% going after it, I mean, he's been the guy that's been really getting out there. He's young, he's learning, but he's hungry. You can tell he's a little fresh. He's going to play a heck of a lot at UT or University of Tennessee. So he's a guy that he's one to look out for on the defensive side of the ball. Omar Norman Lott is one that, like, if you're looking for somebody who can significantly contribute in week one, it's definitely him.
Right now, a couple more questions. Talking to Harold Koontz, he does fantastic work with Fox 4. Just getting his thoughts on training camp as he's been up there. Let's go back to the right tackle situation for just a little bit. We mentioned that left tackle, it looks like that's Joshua Simmons' job to lose. They have been getting him all the reps. They're preparing for him to be their week one starter. Over at right tackle, who do you think kind of has the inside edge? And are you surprised that this is the decision? Like, if we're just looking at it purely as a business, whether it is Juwan Taylor, who is the second highest paid player on the team, or Jalen Moore, who just got $21 million guaranteed, it doesn't look like one of those guys is going to start, and it looks like one of those guys is going to be on the bench making a lot of money to not play and be that emergency swing tackle.
Yep, one guy's going to be a swing tackle. That's just really how it's going to work. But I think the Chiefs, from a business perspective, said enough's enough. We're spending whatever resource we have to make sure that our franchise quarterback is protected in Patrick Mahomes. That's, I think, what the Chiefs' thinking is. So if that means somebody that is getting paid nearly $20 million has to sit bench for a bit, that's going to be it. I think that's just where they're headed with it. And I also think, from a business sense, that's why they're going to roll with Josh and Kingsley on the left side there. They're going to roll with it, and they're just going to see what happens, and hopefully it stands up. And they've got two great challenges at the beginning of the season in L.A. and Philadelphia, so they're going to learn really quick what they're about. But, yeah, that right tackle position, again, it's a competitive battle. they're back and forth. I mean, they're rotating Jalen, they're rotating Juwan. I still lean Juwan. As I said earlier, I think he's just the guy that I think has a little bit more experience in it, and he's plenty motivated. We saw that the first day he put on pads, all of a sudden, oh, here comes Juwan Taylor off the pup list. He's ready to go, and he's ready to get on those sleds and get on everything. So I think he's plenty motivated this year. I think he sees somebody trying to take his job, and that's the biggest motivator. I mean, we've seen coaches say it time and time again that sometimes the biggest motivator is the bench, and he doesn't want to be on that bench. He's like, hey, I'm a guy who's getting paid a lot of money here. I'm trying to prove my worth. I'm trying to be better at what I do. So he's going out there and he's trying to prove it. But, you know, Jalen Moore's going to make it tough on him. I mean, they paid for competition and they're getting competition. It may not be the competition that we thought originally, but they are paying for competition and they're getting it. And I think this is going to make, I mean.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You would think and hope it makes Juwan Taylor better. He's got to prove it on the field, obviously. And, you know, when you have the referees out there trying to simulate some semblance of real football, but Juwan Taylor's a guy that I think Jalen Moore is going to make him better, or if not, Jalen Moore is just going to make himself better and get himself a job. But yeah, that's the business right now is they spent the money. You see Trey Smith, you see Creed Humphrey, you see what they're trying to invest, you see what they're trying to do on the left side. They said, we're sparing no expense. One of you guys got to take this job. And if that means somebody's making a good number of money on the bench, so be it. We got to protect the team.
That is our guy, Harold Kuntz, joining us on the show today. He's with Fox 4. He's at training camp. Harold, great stuff, man. Appreciate your time.
Appreciate it, guys.
Absolutely. That is Harold Kuntz joining us on the show today. Happy to get his thoughts on what is happening out at Chiefs training camp.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.